Jesus Guys, Chapter 27. The leaders tell us going right boat Italy side, and they turn over Paul and some other prisoner guys to one Captain Julius from Caesar Army guys. We go inside one boat from Adramedium that stay ready for go to port towns on the West Asia coast. And we go out on the ocean. Aristarchus from Macedonia, Thessalonica side, go with us. The next day, we come Sidon, and we go on top the land. Julius like do something good for Paul, and he let him go by his friends for them take care of him. We go from over there, out on the ocean one more time, and pass near Cyprus Island on the leeward side, cause the wind blow against us. We go out the open ocean by the Cilicia and Pamphylia coast, and come Myra, the sea side, and go on top the land. Over there, the captain find one boat from Alexandria that going go Italy side, and he put us on top of him. Plenty days we go slow, and had hard time for come by Nidus Island. The wind never let us go where we like, so we ride boat by Crete Island, leeward side, under Salmoni Head. Had hard time when we go by the coast side, and we come by one place they call Safe Harbor, near Lasia Town. We lose plenty time, and a special day for no eat so can pray come already. The ocean stay too rough for ride boat that time. So Paul tell him,
"Hey you guys, more better we no ride boat. If we ride boat, Bombay guarantee we gonna get one rough time. We gonna get wiped out, and we gonna lose the boat and all the stuffs too."
But the captain never like listen Paul. He do what the local navigator guy and the boat owner tell him for do. The port town no stay good for the winter time. And almost all the guys think more better for go. They figure they can go Phoenix and stay over their winter time. Phoenix one port town Crete side that face the southwest and the northwest. Get little bit wind start for blow from the south, and they think that's the one they need. So they pull up the anchor and ride boat close by the Crete coast. After short time, one wind that's real strong, just like one hurricane blow on them from the island. That wind get the name the northeast. The storm grab the boat, and they no can handle them in the wind. That's why we give up, and the wind blow us. When we pass by one small island called on the leeward side, we almost no can bring the lifeboat up. The guys bring them up on top the big boat, and they tie ropes good around the big boat for hold them together. They scared that they going scrape on the sandbar by Syrtis inside Africa. They put out the sea anchor and let the boat go with the wind. The wind pound us real hard, and the next day, the guys start for throw the stuffs they carry on the boat over inside the ocean. Day number 3, the guys even throw the stuff for make the boat work inside the ocean. Plenty days, the sun and the stars never come out, and the storm stay real strong. As when us lose fight and think we no gonna get out of this. The guys never eat plenty days, and then Paul stand up in front them and tell,
"Hey, you guys, you never like listen me when I tell we better not ride boat from Crete. If you guys will listen, we never get all this trouble and lose all the stuff, but you never listen. Now I tell you guys, no give up, cause you all gonna come out of this. We only gonna lose the boat. I stay tight with God and work for him, you know. Last night, one angel messenger guy from God stand by me. He tell, no scared, Paul. You gotta stand in front of big King Caesar. God still do plenty good kind stuff for you. And now he gonna let all the guys that ride boat with you come out of this okay. They no going mock it. You guys, no give up. Cause I trust God that he gonna do just like what he tell me he gonna do. But the boat gonna come all bust up on one island."
After 14 nights, the wind still blow us across the Adriatic Sea. About midnight, the sailor guys figure they come near land. They drop one line for find out that the water stay 120 feet deep. After short time, they find out that the water stay 90 feet deep. They come scared that the wind going pound us against the rocks. So they put down 4 anchors from the back and pray that the daytime going come fast. The sailor guys try for escape from the boat and put the lifeboat down inside the ocean. They act just like they gonna put down the anchors from the front of the big boat. Paul tell the captain and the army guys,
"If these guys no stay by the boat, You're not going to come out of this.
So the army guys cut the ropes for the lifeboat and let the lifeboat go. Just before the sun come up, Paul begged the guys for eat. He tell,
14 days you guys wait, and you never eat nothing. Now I beg you guys for eat something. You need them for stay alive. You guys not going to lose even one hair from your head.
When he tell that, he take some bread and tell God,
Mahalo plenty.
In front all them, then he broke the bread and start for eat. That kokua them, and they all eat. Had 276 guys on top the boat. When they eat all the stuff they like, they throw the wheat inside the ocean and make the boat more light. When the sun come up, they never know the land they come to, but they spark one bay on one sandy beach. They figure as more better for make the boat crash over there. They cut the ropes for the anchors and leave them inside the ocean. Same time, they hammer the ropes from the rudders. Then, they put up all the sails in front to the wind and steer them to the beach. But the boat hit one side current. The front come stuck in the rocks and no can move. The back come all boss up because the surfs they pound them. The army guys like kill the prisoner guys for them no swim away and escape. But the captain like take Paul out of there alive. That's why he never let the army guys take over the prisoners. He tell the guys that can swim for jump over inside the ocean first and swim to the land. He tell the other guys for hang on the boards or the pieces from the boat. That's how all the guys come to the land and nobody mock it.